until 6, The Weekender.
Some time ago, I sort of brought this fella to the world of radio, and I'm sort of happy that I did. Morris Mizalowski. How are you, mate? Nice to have you with us.
I am excellent. Great to have you.
Oh, look, I've missed you.
And likewise. It's been a while between drinks.
Oh, it has. Well, you've still been popping up on 6PR.
I have, thankfully.
Yeah, compliments of Peter Brennan. He's a very hard-working individual, the ex-producer of mine. I tend to burn them out too quickly. What have you got planned for Christmas?
Hopefully some quiet time would be good. Just want some downtime.
So does that mean sitting in front of the computer?
No, getting away from it. Mm. No, I had my trip away about 3-4 weeks ago, and the kids are now old enough, they're all going their own ways.
Now is that a rejuvenation for life?
I think so. Well, actually my wife and I were talking about that just the other week. It was our first trip away without the kids. A month ago, it was our 20th anniversary. Thank you for sending a card.
Love is in the air, Morris.
Oh, what can I tell you? The kids have decided they're going to go do their own thing, so that's the way it goes.
Was that with a thunderous round of applause?
I think it is. I think it's time. I mean, I love them dearly and want them to be around, and they'll certainly stay around. They're not going anywhere, but I think it's time that we all grew up a bit.
Yeah, I don't want to grow up too quickly. Thanks very much. You have to grow older, but you don't have to grow up. That's what I was told by my father.
I'll take it under advisement.
I quite like his style. The year 2009 has been, for some people it's been very tough indeed from a financial aspect, and I guess also from a business aspect and lifestyle aspect. But the world of IT just seems to power along. Is it fair to say that the word Twitter has been consumed by everybody this year?
Oh, I think it's been over-consumed.
Yeah, it has.
It's certainly gone through its hype and beyond. We talked about it a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But certainly the year 2009 has been the year of Twitter. Twitter, for those that aren't comfortable with it yet, is this way of communicating between one person and many people. It's online, and you have 140 characters, which is almost the equivalent of an SMS message to tell people what you're doing at a particular moment.
Yeah, and some of the stuff that goes on there is just daggy.
It is, but it's beginning to have really good business purpose. You know, there is beginning to be reason for it. You know, Dell Computers, we all know Dell Computers, they've sold about $6 million US of stock using Twitter alone this year.
Gee whiz.
And a lot of the hotels are using it now to give us last-minute chances to book rooms. The airlines are beginning to do the same thing. So we're beginning to see a use out of it, not just the fact that I'm having coffee somewhere.
Do you know what I'm conscious of, too? It appears to me that I guess 70% of the people that I know with mobile phones have or are thinking about getting iPhones.
Yes, and hasn't that been the other big thing?
That's been enormous.
Yes, the iPhone has just taken off. It is really it's the number one seller in the world for mobile phones.
Yeah.
Putting not 2009 before, I think in a couple of years actually there'll be something that will replace it, and that's a Google phone, but we'll come back to that.
What?
The Google phone, I think, will replace it in a couple of years.
Google are making phones?
Of course. What aren't they making?
Yeah, they're multi-million.
Google decided they would make everything. But you're right, the iPhone has just become the must-have. It's very much like their old iPod, where everybody had to have one and had to have the white headset with them. This is exactly the same thing. And what's happened with them is that they have also made many of the things that boffins and geeks like me used to take for granted, brought them into the mainstream. So now it's really easy to get your email on the fly. It's easy to use the internet on the fly. It's easy to find all kinds of things that before we had to wait till we were a desktop computer.
It's easy to find your way around too. You can almost, you can put one in the car and you get sort of like a map that pops up.
Well, you can, and you get those. You need to buy them for the apps, and an app is what iPhone calls things that you buy or get for free that you can use on your iPhone.
App.
So there are certainly
Okay.
Application is what it's short for.
Yeah.
And app is the trendy word you use.
Sure.
So an app certainly can be got for something that allows you to know where you are and where you're going. I'm going back to the Google, just bouncing between the two. Google Android actually has a freebie app, which they say when it takes off will get rid of a lot of the bought GPS devices. You won't need to buy one, in other words. And the difference is that the Google Maps gives you real-time voice as well, so it actually gives you all that voice of turn left, turn right.
Gee whiz.
So we're definitely a long way down the road towards that. But the apps that you can get going back to that are just incredible.
Yeah, you get all excitement in your voice all of a sudden when you start talking IT little crunchy things.
It's just incredible.
Gee whiz.
Now, there's a wonderful app, and this is a freebie, which takes you on a tour of the Louvre Museum.
Oh, I was worried where you were going with it.
Oh, only niceness, only niceness.
Hey, speaking of niceness, we could probably go on for quite a number of hours discussing the electronic IT stuff that we're playing with throughout the year. But what I would like to do, if you don't mind, is for those that are very much Christmas orientated, I think we discussed it last year where we could actually track Santa.
Oh, we did.
Now,
I still love this one.
Can we still do this?
Absolutely. What you're talking about is NORAD.
Yes.
And NORAD comes up on Christmas Eve and goes down when Christmas is finished. So it's only up for that 24-hour period.
Mm.
And you can virtually, watch Santa leave and go around the world and go back home. But what's sweet about it is it takes you on a world tour, so it actually shows you the map and shows you where Santa's supposed to be at that time and shows you video of him doing things. How they take video, I can't tell you.
Yeah.
Like Santa's little tricks.
Well, that's obviously Santa's little helper is standing next to him with a Sony trying to download the vision. So if we can watch Santa on video, can we listen to Santa on the radio?
We can. Just finishing up on that NORAD one, if you want to find that though, sorry, yep. It's NORADSanta.org. NORADSanta.org is where that one is at.
Now that's NORAD.
And Santa, all one word, .org.
.org. Okay.
So that's where he can be found.
Right. Are there any other web pages that we should be aware of?
Oh, there are tons of them, as you'd expect. Now, there's an interesting one, which is Christmas Radio. We certainly wouldn't want to stop listening to 6PR, but
oh.
It's just for Christmas jingles and things.
Well done.
And it's non-stop. It's 24 hours, so if that's what you want to do. It's called Christmas Melody, XMAS, Melody, all one word, .com. And that's continuous Christmas songs.
So does Santa, is he the DJ? Do you hear Santa talk? Does he introduce
this is just one song after another.
Mm.
After one or two, I kind of am ready to switch to another site, but it's not a bad thing to have for Christmas, I'm sure.
Anything else? Is there a SantaClaus.com? Is there a FatherChristmas.com?
There is. Now, there's one called Claus, C-L-A-U-S .com. And that claims to be the oldest Christmas website around. It's been going for just over 15 years, they claim. And it has a whole host of things, obviously explaining what Santa is and what you should be doing.
Sure.
It gives you games, colouring pages, stories, all kinds of nice bits and bobs for people to have a look at.
Well, we've discussed bibs and bobs. It's really good to chinwag with you. I'm just conscious I'm running out of time. I have to, being commercial radio, I have to sort of fill in some commercials, which is disappointing. Not disappointing, you know what I mean. I just want to chinwag with you. What are you doing next week?
I guess talking to you.
No, it's Boxing Day, and that's why I ask.
Oh.
Or it's the day after Boxing Day.
Oh, day after Boxing Day.
So are you up for a couple of good chinwags over the next 3 weeks?
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
Okay.
I'd love to.
Well, mate, Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Same to you.
Even though you've got an empty nest.
No, it will be terrific. It will be very, very good. I'm much looking forward to it. And to you and the listeners as well.
Good.
The merriest of Christmases and a terrific 2010.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Let's keep the faith and keep trying, eh?
Absolutely.
Good man. Morris, thank you so much for your time. Great to have you on 6PR. And, Merry Christmas. Good on
you. And one more thing quickly. Happy birthday for tomorrow.
Who told you?
Oh, I'm a futurist.
Oh, you are? eyeonthefuture.com?
I shortened it because you hated that one. Businessfuturist.com.
Business?
Futurist.com.
Okay. Thanks, mate.
A pleasure. Have a great one.
Bye-bye. Businessfuturist.com for Morris Mizalowski or...